Improvement Coach podcast episode number, I always forget to check this before I come on, that's so silly, number 58 we are, 58, my goodness, it's crazy. It is the 4th of July here in Scotland, 2024, and you'd think the 4th of July would mean that it's beautiful outside. It's absolutely not. A typical Scottish day where it is every single season in a day, literally went from being glorious to like almost hail. So yeah, just another day in Scottish summer. It's the evening tonight, so yes, I'm a little bit later than I normally am. I feel like sometimes when your routine's all out of whack and it's the summer holidays or any form of holiday, it kind of throws your whole scenario, your whole planning, your whole routine out the picture a wee bit. However, I have had tools down and I have not planned this week, so it's also a reason. So however, it has been intentional having that week and a wee bit of respite. It has been a crazy couple of weeks. With last weekend, we obviously had our show, we had our competition, we had some additions for our new season, so it's just been kind of one thing after another, very, very busy. So it's been quite nice to just kind of tools down and have a little bit of downtime. Me and the kids are off to Spain in a couple of weeks, which is just booked this morning. Is that this morning? Was that yesterday morning? Can't remember. But yeah, excited to go visit my auntie in Spain and have a little bit of kind of vitamin D and quality time with the kids. So what am I talking about today? I'm actually talking about trauma to a degree, not entirely, because I feel like I never want to make it too doom and gloom, but this is definitely not doom and gloom. It's more about like how it can shape you. This is kind of came off the back of a couple of conversations I've had recently, kind of speaking about different scenarios and situations and getting a kind of response of I'm sorry that happened to you. And in all honesty, I am not sorry. Anything that has ever happened in my life has happened for a reason, and it's put me on a path of self-discovery and personal growth, and it's put me in the line of knowing that I have a purpose and I have a passion and I have a mission to help other females combat a lot of the things that I struggled with or went through or battled with. So I suppose my hashtag line would be, you are not what happened to you, but you are what you choose to become. And a lot of people can go through two very, very similar situations, and one person can thrive off the back of it, obviously not without kind of lots of bumps in the road, and another person can crumble because of it. And I feel like it's really, really important that you to recognise that you do have that choice. Like, you have the choice on what trajectory you want a certain scenario to take you to. Why am I not sorry about it? Because every single thing shapes you into the person that you become. Everything. And that can be a good thing or it can be a negative thing. And again, like I said a second ago, you get to choose which one that is. I am who I am because of these experiences, not in spite of them. And I'm doing the work that I'm doing right now. It's brought this purpose to my life. Like, I know that I'm here to help and guide and support other females, be that young or old. The young from like a prevention point of view, and the older ones from a like recognizing that there is another way, there is a new life out there for you, there is a kind of light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So it's happened for a reason, and bringing me to this very, very space, helping women feel empowered and feel strong in their mind, their body and the soul. And that purpose is to be someone that I needed back then. I probably didn't know that I needed them. I needed them because sometimes your ego is a bit of a disguise, and it doesn't allow you to recognise that actually you do need help. And for a long time, I said this in one of my posts this week, I think, about help and about like kind of surrendering to needing help and being okay with that. For a long time, and that was with regards to my coaching staff, but for a long time I was so precious of, like, for instance, my business and for a lot of other things, because my ego wouldn't allow me to like let go and to surrender and to accept help and to know that there's another life, like there's one that I choose on my own terms, aligned with my own values and beliefs, and not the values and beliefs that's been given to me or passed to me or can have a given down, passed down to me, if you like, or passed along to me, be that from peers or from the society. There is a difference. So your reaction, your choice, your decision of how each circumstances or conversation or situation can shape your future. As I said before, you can use it to rise you up, or you can use it to crumble underneath you. For a long, long time, I stayed stuck. I stayed silenced. I stayed ashamed. I was completely lacking in any form of self-love and self-worth. I stayed in environments and relationships that really, really, really didn't serve me, and I accepted like toxicity that completely depleted my value even more. And that then created a kind of downward spiral, if you like, because my worth was already significantly low. And then when you then energy attracts energy, and my energy was in that space, that then I attracted that energy, and that then depleted my value even more. So therefore, I was never going to find that light at the end of the tunnel until I cut that off. Regaining my power is single-handedly the most significant part of my whole journey. I have transformed my physique, I have transformed my mindset, I have transformed my life, to be quite honest with you, my business, my thought processes. There's so much I've transformed over the last kind of 4 or 5 years, but single-handedly the most significant part is regaining my own power, realizing that I have the decision, I have the power within me to make decisions. I have the power within me to shape my life and what's ahead of me. I have the power within me to make decisions on my own terms, for my own worth, for my own values, for my own beliefs. I have the power to decide what my future looks like and not allow it to be decided for me, or indeed shaped for me. I wouldn't have felt the enormity of this though if I hadn't been for where I was and who I was and the situations I found myself in. I wouldn't recognize the gratitude that I have now in my life. I wouldn't recognize that to be so powerful and so beautiful and so absolutely phenomenal had it not been for me being in those positions where I felt the opposite. I felt frustrated, I felt torn, I felt stuck, I felt silenced, I felt shamed, I felt belittled, I felt pained. But that pain can be the catalyst, that can be the thing that helps you grow. It's also a stark reminder to never, ever, ever retreat there again. So had I never been in that position, I wouldn't know what it felt like to know that I never want to be there again. So I'm actually so thankful for every single twist and turn in my crazy life, because without it, I wouldn't be exactly who I am. I wouldn't be what I am. I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be what I'm doing. I wouldn't be right here, right now, speaking on this podcast, sharing my wisdom, sharing my knowledge, sharing all my lessons with you and with the whomever listens to me, whomever follows me, whomever works with me. I wouldn't be doing that if it hadn't been for all the things that shaped me into the person that I am right now. Is there an element of I wish I'd known sooner? Probably, but it wasn't my time to know, and that's okay. So I want you this to be a reminder to embrace it all, embrace all the good, all the not so good, learn the lessons, do the work, and find the peace and find the forgiveness to be okay with what has happened. That's not meaning to say that you're forgiven. Like, for instance, if somebody's treated you badly, you're not forgiving them, you're forgiving yourself. And that's where the power lies, because sometimes we can attach so much guilt and so much shame to ourselves for allowing certain things to happen. recognize that you didn't know any better. And now that you do, you can learn, you can grow, and you can thrive. And you can find that strong, powerful woman that you always, always were. Sometimes she just goes dormant for a wee while. So get empowerment from everything that is sent to destroy you. Get strength from every little bump in the road. Learn the lessons, find the fire, and push through with that warrior mindset, with that warrior strength, with that warrior wisdom, knowing that actually you get to decide. You get to decide your life. You get to shape your future. Everything is on your terms, your reaction, your response. It's all on you. So, a wee short one today. I hope that served you well. If you want to get in touch with me, you know you can through any of my social media channels. Or actually, I think you can contact me on here, I'm unsure. But yeah, I hope that served you well. It's not a doom and gloom trauma chat. It's a use your power, turn your power and turn your pain rather into power. Turn your silence into the loudest friggin' roar you have ever, ever heard. Have an incredible day. Speak to you soon.